Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by CoAlliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning and welcome to today's show. Today, once again, I'm with Mr. Casey Bruns of Cardinal Ethanol. Casey, thanks for joining me and welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, always like to hear your comments and feedback, but hey, what, you know, there's a crop report that came out yesterday, and that's really kind of what I wanted you on the show today for, because I guess at that point in time, there was a lot of guys hoping the markets would find some direction, and I guess they did, but it was not the direction we was hoping for.
I would have to agree with that. And some of it's not too surprising. Looking at the September 30th stocks report, in between our last calls that came out, raised carry out a little bit on corn and a little bit more on beans. And I can't really argue that too much. I actually thought they might lower the carry out on the corn just because how tight we were on the Eastern Corn Belt, which was supposed to be the area that had the surplus of corn. You know, when we were paying $1.50 over just to get corn, it kind of told me corn was really tight. And when they raised that, it kind of surprised me. But on the other hand, bean story, you know, processors were very, I don't want to say low, but, you know, they weren't $1, $2 over like some people thought they would with the type of carry out. So that kind of told me they had a little bit bigger bean stocks. And then you kind of saw that roll into the report a little bit. So, you know, analysts thought, you know, it'd be around a 300 type of number on the beans, and it came in at 320 on the carryout for 21-22 year, or this coming year. And then corn, you know, we went from a 1.4 to a 1.5. Nothing too big, but, you know, as we sit, the corn market fell hard yesterday and even more today after the report, and I'm not sure what the rest of the week will come. At some point here, you think it finds some support. I don't know what the previous low was, as I see here, looks like a 497. Maybe we might touch that. I'm not sure. I really can't answer that today.
Did that information really kind of catch everybody blindsided, this report yesterday?
Yeah. Like I said, we kind of expected a little bit bigger bean number, or the analysts did. I think the average was 300. And now when they came out at 320, it just really put a, I think a shocker. And, you know, corn we expected maybe more neutral, and it, you know, corn's been hitting it hard as well on the way down. Looking at the stats, it's nothing too surprising. I think maybe the yield on corn was a 176.5. They did bump that up, but bumped beans up almost a full bushel. Probably fair on the beans. These beans yields are turning out better than what previously expected, at least locally.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of follow into that. The guys that you're working with up there, everyone pretty, the yields about what everyone was thinking?
Yeah, thinking, or some of them are a little bit better. Some weren't sure in terms of, because the rains we received were so spotty that some fields looked good and the other fields didn't look good, and the ones that didn't actually did do pretty decent versus what they expected. But, of course, I never hear what they expect. They just kind of generally say it's, you know, it's better than I expected.
So
crop's been pretty good.
Yeah, well, and I guess how far along you think we are? I mean, I know we're still in the early part of everything, and the weather's not really cooperated with us, you know, the best. And more corn, more beans. What do you see, guys? You know, switching over to corn.
We're definitely further along on the bean side, I would say. I would guess we're close to a third. I know some guys that are halfway done with corn, but as a whole, there's a lot of corn fields still left standing. I would guess we're more like 10 to 20% on the corn. I think 20 is probably a little high, but depends which region you're talking about. I think there are some areas that are further along than others. You know, it's like you said, the weather hasn't been that good. It started pretty good. Guys were going actually 10 days earlier in September. I think at least we started our dryer 10 days earlier than we did the previous year. And it went well for a bit, but then it seems like every time we get a little bit of rain, it takes a few days to get going again, and then we get a few days of dry, and then it comes back around. You know, the Cindy forecast always looks good until it gets about 3 days away, and then it seems to change quite a bit. But, I mean, as a whole, the guys have been decently going. Like I said, beans are coming off pretty nicely this, you know, the 70 to 80 degrees temperatures that we're having in the first half of October, which is pretty crazy. And it's really helping dry things along, that's for sure.
And you guys have been just completely covered up. I mean, for, you know, this time of year, I mean, is this about what you expected, or lines longer than normal, or just about?
No, actually,
typical?
Our lines are pretty, I say they're pretty mild. You know, we've had some big days. We haven't had much line. The lines we did have was when we were having dryer issues or full on wet corn or something more of something of that scenario. But other than that, the flow has been pretty good. And I think it just goes back to the weather. You know, some are running beans and some are running corn if they couldn't get through the beans. And it's just kept all the lines pretty mild, pretty flowing anyway. I won't say mild, but just very flowing.
Casey, let's take a short break and come back. I'll throw a couple more things at you.
Fall harvest season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and using rural roadways to travel to and from work. Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most combines are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this harvest season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's get home safely today.
Have you ever heard a song or jingle or a certain slogan that you just can't get out of your head and you think about it all day long? Well, here's one that's going to stick in your head for a while. Dig the gig. Come on, say it with me. Dig the gig. NLBC is offering you a gig of residential fiber optic internet for just $99 per month where fiber optic service is available. Dig the gig right now for $99 at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected. Oh, and dig the gig.
Co-Alliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, salutes the area farmers as they bring in the 2021 crop. Your neighbors in agriculture are spending many hours in the cab of a combine, grain cart, or semi, and we encourage you to take a few minutes to use extra caution when driving rural roads where farm equipment may be in operation. A few seconds of distraction or careless driving can affect everyone on the road. Co-Alliance wishes farmers a safe and bountiful harvest season. Contact Co-Alliance for all your agronomy and energy needs this fall.
Back now with Casey Bruns of Cardinal Ethanol. And Casey, one of the questions, and maybe I ask you this each and every time, trying to get some, you know, your input into the whole thing, but what needs to happen to the markets now at this point for them to move farther north?
I think a lot of it started with Hurricane Ida and, you know, some of the damage at the Gulf, and there was a lot of uncertainty in the exports. Everything's up and running now, but it did put us behind. And this is more on the basis side per se than the futures at the moment. You know, that you saw the river back off, barge freight doubled, tripled the cost. You know, half the barges were sitting at the Gulf loaded to get unloaded. So that was, you know, that put a lot of pressure on the interior basis. So it took the river out of the market. Now it's coming back some. So the basis is kind of firming up a little bit here, or getting close to delivered values in the river system. On the future side, you know, right now it's a story of production. It's, you know, yields are better. You know, kind of curious where come January, where the USDA finally says it is. But right now, until we get more demand on the books, and whether that's China, and which is usually the big one coming in and buying stuff, or has been the past year and a half. You know, you get some more exports on, and I think things will fix themselves. The question is, I think you have Brazil starting their planning and weather, or South America in general. You know, that's a big one to watch on their weather patterns. You know, if they look like they're going to have a good crop, it's kind of hard to get a whole lot of bolstering of prices until you start getting, like I said, back to a demand story. Right now, it's just a supply story as we increase our yield and production and carry out from last year.
As you talk or you read or hear from different colleagues from throughout the country, is yields pretty good typically through this Corn Belt area, maybe some of the people you're talking with?
Yeah, as a whole, everyone seems to be pretty pleased. I mean, there are some areas of across the Corn Belt of lower than expected, or you know, not as good, but most of those areas are in the along the Dakota line, North Dakota line, and Minnesota line, into North Dakota. Some of those areas, some of the other areas of Iowa that we thought were having issues actually turned out pretty decent. So that's what some of the drag is on the price, and that goes for both corn and beans right now. It's one of those pleasant surprises for farmers. You know, the downside of those surprises, you know, go back to the whole supply and demand curve. When the supply increases and demand stays flat, the price drops. So that, unfortunately, that's kind of what you're seeing today based on what USDA is value they're releasing.
One of the hot topics, one of the questions that's just thrown out there every other minute by every farmer in the country is next year's input costs. And it's certainly a concern to a lot of people. What are you hearing there? I know that's not your guys' thing there, but I'm certain you're hearing that from some of your customers as well.
Yeah, that's a huge scenario. You know, it's one of those things that's why I want to think corn is not saying it can get under five, but at some point, what's the break even on corn, or, you know, for guys not to switch to beans? And, you know, at the end of the day, we still need that, and inputs keep rising. And, you know, they're northern Indiana, Illinois, parts of Ohio has that black tar spot. So is, you know, you're looking at more fungicide or more inputs going into next year to fight some of that to prevent yield loss. There's so many variables with that, and cost of nitrogen and everything. It's corn break even is continuously increasing for next year as our price drops. That's the kicker. So my concern is, you know, or looking forward is, where are guys break even? And, you know, is it going to rely on corn, or is it going to rely on beans? And then some, you always have the, well, my break even's lower on corn, but I'm going to plant it because that means everyone's break even is lower on corn, so there's going to be more beans. Well, you know, it's hard to gamble that today, that's for sure. It's definitely something that I highly encourage people to, if they haven't looked at it, they really need to start looking at it and putting a pencil to it and figuring out what makes sense for them.
Yeah. Casey, hey, thanks. Hey, let's first remind everyone, we got a lot of harvest left to go. We want everyone to stay safe and healthy, and just slow down and watch for all these combines, tractors, grain carts, trucks on the road. Would you agree?
I would agree, 100%.
Yeah, so everyone stay safe out there. Thanks, Casey Bruns of Cardinal Ethanol. That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone stay healthy and stay safe. So long.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.